Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Say, money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really want to know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, you guys, you're definitely rocking out with All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have an Angel Love Tweet, a.k.a. Boss Barbs, and we got Brooklyn Black in the building. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. How are you, Black?
I'm good.
That's what it is. So, Angel, I want to know if it's raining really hard where you are right now.
It's not yet, but it's coming. It's on its way.
Because Lord knows it's coming down, right, Black?
Yeah, so anyone tuning in the New York area, upstate down to the city, we're on tornado watch. So if you could help it, get your ass inside. If you're outside, get home. Because we're supposed to get hail, severe winds, like I said, because we have a tornado. So you know we don't have tornadoes in New York City. So just be safe and get to where you're going safely and, don't drag ass to do it.
Word. I definitely do agree. But I definitely like to start out this show by, giving everybody some shout-outs. So definitely, first and foremost, always, shout-out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs Familia. I see you guys. Mwah. I appreciate you very, 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 very much. Shout-out to the All Barbs promoters. These niggas go hard, don't they, Angel?
They sure do. They sure do. Every day, all day.
It's so crazy. Every day, all day. Shout-out to the co-owner at San Spartan. I see you flooding my timeline. Definitely shout out to Emails 302212. Definitely one of the promoters who go hard. Definitely shout out, oh my gosh, to Mr. _ Chris _ P. Definitely promoted us today. I see you. Definitely shout out to at Monte Carlo 90. And just shout out to all the old Bob promoters. I'm going to get to everybody's name in a second. And shout out to at Rain Poetry. Shout out to at Glamour Chick 81. And shout out to, I'm sorry, I always fuck up on Twitter names. But shout out to A_ Jizzle. Shout out to y'all. So I definitely see y'all tweeting me right now, tuning in and everything. So I definitely do appreciate it. Do you have any shout outs you want to give, Angel?
I want to shout out the co-owner at San Spartan. I also want to give a shout out to Ed. I'm so doll, baby. Thank you for retweeting about the show tonight. I appreciate it. Shout out to, like you said, Emails 302212. Thank you so much for going hard all day. And just for all the guys who consistently support us at CG the Prince, at Mr. _Chris _ P. Also, big shout out to at True Son Ali. He definitely supports us, even though he doesn't call in all the time. But definitely, I just want to send him a shout out today because he actually invited us to an event there today. But I'm going to be busy on business. But shout outs to you and your manager who hit me up today. Just pretty much that. And also to all the people that support All Barbs all day long, that call in, that interact with us via Twitter while we're online. Shout out to Rain Poetry, Twerk Mama. Shout out to SC Highlife. Just everybody. I know we sound
many.
We do it every day, but it's just so many. And those who particular people that we shout out every day are they support us heavenly, all day long. So that's pretty much it. Just keep doing what you do, and we love it, and we definitely see you and keeping you in mind.
Definitely. Right. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I guess I'll just follow suit. I want to give a shout-out to San Spartan. I want to give a shout-out to all of the Barbs and anyone who rocks with pregame radio, you guys, y'all retweet me, comment back on Facebook or whatever. So shout-out to everyone who is supporting me, supporting pregame radio, who's supporting All Barbs, All Barbs Radio. So anyone who's just supporting show and love, I give you a shout out.
That's what it is. So y'all definitely know I always like to take it to Twitter, and I'm about to do that. So tweet. Some of the trending topics that were going on today, a lot of them were funny to me, but one that came across my timeline a lot was hashtag, what was it? Mention the cutest follower, Twitter follower. Yeah, something like that. Hashtag mention one of your cutest Twitter followers. So that was fun. Of course, you guys, shout out to all you guys that mentioned me. I definitely will be participating in that hashtag. But if I had to hashtag one of my cutest followers, I would say, I would say one of my cutest flowers is hashtag, I mean, not even hashtag, at Monte Carlo 90. I think that he's cute. So, Angel, did you participate in that?
I was a participant. I didn't actually participate. I can't really just pick one. I got so many.
But you have to, because
you know.
I just did so. And I was like, I put myself on the spot. You know what I'm saying? It was just so many of them, but I chose one. So if you have to participate.
Let me see. Then you got me thinking all hard. Oh, man. I guess if I had to pick anyone in particular, I would go with, see, I don't know. Like, it's not one person, like, because, you know, like, they all have their own little different swag. So, I don't know. Just shout out to all my key followers.
You are so funny. Black, did you participate in that trending topic today?
Nah, what was it?
Oh, my gosh. Hashtag, mention one of your cutest followers.
My cute followers?
One of the cutest followers. Like, one of your followers that you think
followers.
Is cute.
Off the top of my head, a cute follower of mine would be... First one that comes to mind would be Sexy Miss A, whatever the hell she's at.
Don't know that exactly. Shout out to Sexy Miss A. She's, you know, I know that she works really hard. She has like two or three jobs and shit. You know, she has her son. And yeah, shout out to her. She's definitely been missing in action. But definitely gotta hit her up. I also do wanna get into a topic that I was, you know, something that came, of course, you know, each day people are always talking to me. So a lot of times when they talk to me, I do kind of formulate some of the topics that I do talk about on the show. And something that came to me was, do you think that having threesomes, like having menage a trois, you know, with your partner, do you think that's something, you're laughing, I don't even, do you think that by you having, you know, a threesome with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, do you think that those are things that help our relationship, like, and keep it going, and keep it alive, and keep it, you know, flowing? Or do you think that those are some of the things that can actually cause harm and damage to our relationship? I want to know, like, you know, do you think that relationships, people that do that, couples that do that, do you think that they have better relationships versus the people that don't do that? I mean, I just want to know. I'm curious. So, Angel, I want to know, do you feel, you know, that having menage a trois with your mate, that's something that kind of, like, steams up the relationship? Like, do you think that's one of the activities that keeps it going?
I think it could be a 50-50 type situation. I think you really would have to know your mate. And a lot of times it takes years, like, for that to even occur. So if it's, like, early in the relationship, I'm going to even say between the first 1 to 2 years or 3 years, I'm going to say no, because those parts of the relationship are very critical. You're learning what you don't like about the person, the little things that agitate you, and you're opening the door for, you know, mishaps. But I will say, if, you know, if you and your partner are strong in your relationship and you're both honestly open to that, I'm not saying, like, one person is just saying okay just to please the other person, but both of y'all just open and honest and y'all both understand the boundaries, I can see it working, because I've seen it work for couples. I've seen couples that have been swinging all their lives and it just seems to work for them. I guess it depends on the characteristics of those particular people. But I just don't recommend it for, like, the first 3 years of a relationship, because once you pass 3 years, you pretty much stuck. Like, it is very few people who I know, per se, that have dated for over 3 years and they just break up over, you know, minuscule things. So if you're strong enough to deal with it, you know, be strong enough to deal with it, and why not? You know, it's something that both of you guys will enjoy, and it's that enhance the relationship sexually? But if it's something that you uneasy about and you're just saying, oh, I'm just going to do it because I'm making her happy or him happy, don't, because you're gonna be sorry that you did that later.
Exactly. I definitely do agree with you. Black, what you have to say about that?
Well, me personally, you call me regular, call me boring. Me, never had one. But my thing is, I don't know, a threesome, like if it's a dude, two girls, and there's no relationship, at the end of the day, it might go their separate ways, go home, whatever. Cool, but in a relationship, I don't know, because what if the other girl does it better than you do? What if the other girl does something that he likes, and he really likes it, and you can't duplicate that? So what you do, you just gave, my theory, you just gave him the green light. You gave him the okay to go and keep fucking other chick while you're not there, because y'all are there together, so you pretty much know that he's going to be fucking that other chick. You know what I'm saying? And even vice versa, like, I don't know, like I said, I haven't done it, so I could actually give you a vision from the inside, because, you know, I haven't been there, but just thinking about it, I don't know, because if my lady, she wants to have a threesome, right? And that's what she does, cool, but if the other girl does something, but like, that's why I say, you don't do that, like, if it's a guy and there's two chicks that down to do it, then y'all go, y'all have a good time. But as far as the relationship goes, and even if it was, if my lady wanted to bring another dude, I wouldn't be too comfortable watching some dudes give the business to my wife or give the business to my girl.
Well, I've had, you know what I'm saying, like, I've had people, you know, well, I've had people tell me, you know, I've heard all different types of stories when it comes down to this shit. And one of the things I've heard, like, I've heard a female say to me, like, well, yeah, I engage in threesomes with my man, you know, because a lot of that, you know, the reason is so that, like, at least I know who, you know what I'm saying, he's fucking and we're doing it together and, you know, I'm around so I see what's going on. And, you know, I guess she feels like safe haven for her so that she's not, like, less likely to cheat on her. But how I am, I feel like, well, damn, like, if he, you know what I'm saying, like, how do you know, like, I mean, I feel like if he's going to engage in threesomes with you, like, he will fuck somebody without you. And, I mean, some men, they do have that agreement with their partner, like, okay, yeah, this is what we're going to do to spice up our bedroom, and, you know, we monitor who we're bringing in, and this is what we do, I guess, because that's what they're into. And then you have some people that violate the situation. They'll agree to, okay, this is what we're going to do, fine, but then step outside the agreement as far as, yeah, calling the person, you know, behind the back or getting up with the person without, you know, the other mate. Like, those are things that would violate the situation. And I don't know. I wanted, like, I feel, this is how I feel. I feel like if you're going to do that, why not make it, like, I mean, like, how about you, like, have, like, how about it be a couple's thing, you know, so where it's not just, like, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like you said, Black, like, I've never engaged in that. I don't know, like, so I don't know. Angel, is that something that you would consider with your mate? Like, I mean,
well, see, here's the thing with me. If I agree to do something like that, I wouldn't do the couples thing, because you have to understand the dynamics of the menage a trois. Like, I wouldn't want to bring in a couple and then, like, cause the couple to have problems. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm going to indulge in something like that, personally, I'm just going to hire somebody. That's what I'm going to do, because then it's nothing other than that person's job. Like, they have escort services that do a little bit more than what they say they do. So if that's something that my man wants, I'm going to have the guarantee that the only way he's going to fuck her again is if he come out of his pocket. And if we're on that level whereas we've decided to do that, I'm going to know what's coming out of his pocket. So it's not going to be any questions of what's missing or whatever the case may be. So if you're going to do things like that, you have to play it smart. You can't go into a situation blindsided. And unfortunately, when couples, especially younger couples, do things like that within their earlier stage of relationships, they suffer because they're going in half-assed. And so trust me, if I decide to do that, or if I did decide to do that, she would be hired. Because then at least I know it's a job to her. It's not something that she's particularly really enjoying. And if she comes back, she's coming back because she wants to get paid. Not because she's coming back.
So you're telling me that you will go with a stranger versus like somebody that you know.
I definitely would. Only because
I think if I was to do something like that, I would because like Black said, you know what I'm saying? Like what if, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to say, you know, like she does something that I don't do, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, like that's what she do, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I think I would, but you said you were about to say, I'm sorry, before I cut you off.
I was saying I wouldn't do anybody I know, because then that vibe, obviously if I know you, I'm in some kind of close quarters with you. I don't care if I work with you, if we hang out, whatever the case may be. Once we're done, I don't want to have a deal with you anymore. Like, so that kind of eliminates that whole scenario of, you know, it's a one night, it's a one time thing, whatever the case may be, because then now I get to see you with your clothes on, like at a barbecue, and it's just like I'm looking at you like, all uncomfortable because I know what we did together, you know, versus we dealing with a complete stranger. And of course, when it's always better to be safe, so that's why I would hire them, because they have to do whatever they need to do to make sure that they're screened and protected and whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that way you just went all the way across. Like, you just went all the way across. You know that person's about their business, and you getting what you need, he's getting what he needs, and at the end of the day, it does, to me, this is my opinion, while it's occurring, it really doesn't matter if she's doing something better than me, because the thought of it is everyone should be enjoying it. So if
mm-hmm.
she's doing something that I have not done, then that's something I can learn from her, and now I know what he likes. So then I can experiment, because a lot of times you learn things through physically doing it, you know, being a human being. So if I see her doing something that I've never done, I was like, oh, okay, nigga, you like that? I got it. You know, you got to take it for what it is. You can't really look at when it comes to sex and relationships, you got to look at all the positive things and stop being so boring, because in my opinion, that's why a lot of couples don't last, because they allow everything else to be more important than their sexual relationship and their passionate portion of their relationship, and the other stressors kind of overshadow, and it's just nothing, and it's just stressful, and it just doesn't matter. So if he wants to have a threesome and we agree and we're going to pay the bitch, she can twerk, she can flip, she can jump, she can do whatever she want to do, because to be honest, you know, that's what she getting paid to do, and I'm going to be throwing the dollars and looking at it like, oh, you like that? Okay, let me see what I can do. And, you know, I'm going to make the best out of the situation for everybody. I'm going to get mine because I know he's going to get his. She getting paid regardless she get hers or not. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Definitely. That shit is so funny. But, you know, like, I mean, I agree. Black, what you have to say about that situation? Would you pay somebody from the outside, if your mate wanted to engage in a threesome with you, you know what I'm saying, and if you agree to it, would you, like, you know, hire somebody outside that does that
professionally? Yeah, actually, that right now, I'll probably say yeah, because as far as...
And you made that
kill,
yourself.
I'm saying, like, to kill the treachery and the cheating and all that, you know what I'm saying, that probably would be the best way, because, you know, she coming around just to get paid. You know,
mm-hmm.
as far as if you know somebody and you got a homegirl or something who's just get down like that, if she wanted to do it, they got to worry about this heifer hitting up your mail while you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you got to worry about this heifer just popping up and shit. You know, so as far as the aspect that Angel is taking, yeah, I agree with it. But me, like I said, I've never been in that position, so I can't really give anything, but it just sounds sensible the way she puts it.
But I mean, but you know what? You also have to, but there could be, I feel like there could be a negative to that too, because, you know, how do you know that, you know, there would be no type of side, you know what I'm saying, side relationship.
But that's why I said you have to understand when you're in a solid relationship, that should be on the table. Finances, all of that.
I agree with you. I really do agree with you. But this is what I'm saying, because, like, I agree. I agree that whenever a couple decides to do something like that, everything should be up front. You know what I'm saying? It should be, y'all should both definitely agree on everything. No one should be feeling a certain way and the other one's feeling a certain way. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. But there's people that, like, they'll go into it doing that, okay. But then, you know, like, there's a saying, like, if that person, like, that person want to do something, if they want to get out that person, and whether or not they're with you, if you're in a committed relationship, if that person decides to violate, it happens, committed, you could be committed for 20 years, and then, like, that one day happens, and you guys engage in a threesome, I believe, and then, like, that shit just sparked fires, but then it was just, like, when it happened, that opened up, like, kind of, like, a little burst of energy within your committed mate, and then he decides to, you know, venture off. But overall, I feel like when it comes down to threesomes as well, like, you definitely have to be safe, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. with sex in general, you know, like, protect yourself, because there are definitely a lot of sexually transmitted diseases, and some of them shit is just not even worth having. Disgusting, and, I guess, you know, well, whenever we're ready. Well, honestly, before we get to that, Angel, is there any events or anything that you wanted to mention or anything that you have to say?
I want to comment on the last thing you just said about, like, the relationship crashing. Like, you know, a lot of times people have to understand when you're in a relationship, shit is going to happen. So if, in fact, you know, you guys are together, and I'm just hypothetically speaking, you know, you guys are together, and you've been together for a while, this and the third, and in my opinion, in a relationship, when you're that committed, like I was saying before, everything should be, together. Like, by then, you guys are living together, you paying bills together, so, you know, it wouldn't be an error for, like, the outside payment, because you've already established a routine, whereas everybody's, you know, coming together to pay bills, or he's paying bills. But most of the time, if a guy is paying all the bills, the woman knows where his money is coming, because we want to make sure it's getting done, you know, the proper way. So if something comes up insufficient, you're going to ask questions, and all you got to do is call, and they'll tell you. Like, with those kind of services, they're, as long as you have been a client, they're open to those type of things. Like, they're not going to lie, because she has no reason why she's gotten paid. But I say all that to say, if at the end of the day that is a reason for, you know, him to do what he got to do, it was never as solid as you thought it was in the beginning, and that's not your fault. And being a woman, you have to understand that shit don't last forever, and that's just a black and
white. Right, and, yeah,
so,
and that's just reality. But, I mean, okay, so... So with that being said, so you're saying, okay, so when you hire this individual and she comes through, like, she's getting paid to do whatever the fuck she came to do. All right. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, are there limitations? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you allowing her to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sit on your fucking husband or your man's face and write that shit? Like, are you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't really know, like, how it, you know, the packages and all that shit. But if that's what she's getting paid to do, if that's what she's getting paid to do, either way, it don't fucking make a difference to her.
Is that what you want? Like, you're fine with him.
Right, if it's me, I'm going to be high as shit when it's occurring. So 9 times out of 10, like, I'm not even going to be paying no attention to what the fuck is really going on, okay? And that's me being real. Like, I'm not going to go into that kind of situation sober. So at the end of the day, if she sits on his face, her face is going to be on, like, on my shit, because, like, I'm going to get mine, too, at the end of the day. Like, bitch, you're cutting and see my money, okay, that's in my house, so, no. So, you know, like, that's me being real, me being 100, like, I'm going to be high as shit, you know what I'm saying, and it's going to be what it's going to be. So when it's all said and done, I'm good, he good, her pockets is good, and it's all good. Like, you know, like a lot of times when you're going into situations like that, you don't overanalyze like that. You just do. Like, you just do, and it just get done, and it's what the fuck it is.
Oh, my gosh, Angel, you're so funny. Black, Black, do you have anything to say to what Angel just said before we go to our commercial break, please?
Yo, I ain't got nothing.
I'm just being honest. Like,
no, I know you're being honest.
Angel, I love your honesty. I love the fact that you're blunt with it. Like, if more girls were like that, like, the world would be a better place.
But honestly, no, I give it to her. But, like, my whole thing is, like, I want to hear what this is what I'm saying. Like, I want to hear what you guys have to say because, yes, there's some females, like Angel, who feel like, yeah, exactly, this is what she's getting paid for. But you have some females that are like, all right, like, yeah, she can do the, you know, the, like, as Angel will call it, the packages. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she can fuck him, you know what I'm saying? And then she has to interact with me, too, because, like, we all have, you know, I'm going to get mine, he's going to get his, you're going to get yours, like, type shit. But you're not going to violate me and put your fucking ass all in my man's face, and then, like, you know what I'm saying, I have to sit and watch you, like, you know what I'm saying, like, there's some females that don't, like, they have limitations, and then, I mean, and then probably it's vice versa for men, or, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if people do the whole, like, you know, well, the one guy, I mean, the two guys, one girl thing. You know what I'm saying?
But I wouldn't do that. It would be girl, guy.
I wouldn't do it either. I would definitely do girl and girl. Like, that's just going down. Girl, girl, guy.
Like, I'm not going to do it with another dude just off the shelf because, like, you know, if, like, say it's me and my wife and she want to bring another dude, well, if that nigga pack it more than me, I'm asked out. She'll be calling that nigga on the humble now.
But see, I just, like, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, if that was to be the situation, I'm pretty sure, like, if it's, you know, the guy and the girl, I mean, the couple, and they have, you know, they invited the girl, that's what she's all about, satisfying her, so if that's her fantasy, that is, like, she wants to do this guy thing, being double penetrated, like, okay, that happens, and as her man, he might be like, all right, well, he can fuck you, and he eat your pussy, but... you don't really suck his dick, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, cause I don't know, these are things that just happen, though, because I know that they happen, and people, I talk to a lot of people, and they're just, I hear a lot of stories, but, I just want to say this caller, last 4 digits of your number is 1482, 1482, you're live on air.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? How you doing?
What's good with y'all, man?
I'm chilling, yo. I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm vibing. Damn, Andrew, you wild out there, man.
Listen, everybody needs to stop acting like they're not grown. Like, no, because let me tell you something. You can be somewhere chilling. Yeah, see, y'all got to be real. Like, y'all niggas stop talking about this shit.
I agree with you.
And we could be passing a blunt, and it's like, shit could just fucking happen if that's the intention on what the situation is. It is what it is. Like, at one point in time of your life, all y'all niggas going to have a threesome.
No.
If you don't, I feel so sorry for you because, like, you're sexually dry. Like you're sexually dry. I'm sorry. Like, that's just me being honest.
Yo.
I'm not saying you gotta like it.
You wanna know what's so funny? Tonight, you're the freaky one because I mean I have yet to like I'm loving your honesty. Like I really get you know you of course you always keep it real on All Barbers Radio. Angel keeps the rose all day every day. But when we're live people, like she's usually the one that's like, okay, I agree. She's so good. So I'm definitely loving your responses as far as keeping it real. And yeah, it's definitely like I definitely do agree with you. Like I'm pretty sure, and even if you don't, and mark my words, if you don't have like a threesome, you're gonna have a foursome.
Then you're gonna, yeah, you're gonna participate in some weird ass scenario.
Some type of multiple,
period.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird.
Exactly, exactly, because it's just our human nature to
explore. Don't start drinking that new fucking cherry gray goose.
Cherry
don't be smoking on that meat. Don't be smoking on that Nina, and
exactly.
Be with a nigga that like you, and you kind of like him
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, I mean, that's just reality. Reality is, you know, if you are in a relationship and you love your spouse or your
yeah.
partner, whatever you want to call that person, and y'all really like that on that level. I'm not talking about the baby fire love where y'all love each other some days and then some days y'all don't fuck with each other. I'm not talking about no shit like that. I'm talking about the shit where y'all have been through all that, y'all passed all that stage, and that was really just about keeping each other happy. You gonna do what the fuck you gotta do, period. And if you are with some person who feels the same way, it's not gonna be a problem. And to be honest, you know, those kind of things keep relationships strong. The buying of the extravagant toys, the going to different sex parties together,
yes.
Like all that kind of stuff keeps, and that's why people stay married for 50 and 60 and 70 fucking years, because they explore, they give each other room to breathe, they separate for a couple of weeks at a time, you know, not really like break up, but, you know, she go on vacation by herself, he go, and you're human. You're fucking human, you know, so if you don't want to explore your own sexual, you know, lifestyles, like, stay the fuck away from me.
Stay the fuck away from me,
I'm going to be bored. Yeah, I'm going to be bored because I'm going to want to go to a sex show. I'm going to want to go see some weird shit. Like, you know, I watch porn. Like, I'm grown.
Ooh, me too. I definitely do.
I'm grown.
I do.
Like,
and,
so,
and I masturbate.
Sorry.
And what?
Yeah,
and I masturbate.
Right? I mean,
the
exactly.
Fuck.
I'm grown. And then they went and for, and I'm not.
And we all know
like,
I like to like skinny girl porn. Y'all know I like to like skinny
right.
girl porn.
Right.
You
want some bullshit like
skinny
for the female
porn.
Who say that kind of stuff. For the female
yeah,
who say, oh, I would never have a threesome. That's why you have the problems you have when you have relationships. Because you're closed-minded. Like, you're closed-minded. That's why
I guess
that's
why
you step out when you fuck with other females, because you're closed-minded and you can't step outside the box to make everybody happy, because you might like the shit even what he do. How would you know? You ain't even willing to try it.
Definitely. See, I want for y'all listening, because I definitely have a lot of callers calling in right now. And for all those who are listening, this is at San Spartan. This is the co-owner of All Barbs. I don't know if he's calling in, showing love. If you have anything to say, get your shout-outs on real quickly so I can get to the next caller.
I'm on? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody hold down the movement. I see y'all out there doing y'all thing. You feel me? And it's really appreciated, you know. Keep doing your thing, though. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need anything, I'm always here. Holler at me. That's San Spartan.
All right. Definitely let me get into this next caller. Last one, this is of your number, is 2384. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barnes, and Angel of Seats.
What's good? This is K-Continental. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening, just laughing. It's just crazy. So I'm just, you know, enjoying the day and all that. How y'all?
I'm good. I'm actually getting more, like, into what we're talking about because it's just so it's
yeah,
funny to
I mean,
me, too.
I'm not going to lie. You know, what you guys are talking about, basically, like, you know, I'm engaged, and I have a daughter with the same woman and everything, and, you know, she's open for that, and I like it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. I mean, we was about to try it with one of my best friends. I had a female best friend, and we was about to try it, and, you know, it ain't go down because she, you know, I don't really speak to that person anymore, but, you know, at the same
mm-hmm.
time, I still looked at my wifey the same way because it wasn't like I was in love with the person. I was in love with my wifey at the end of the day, so, you know.
Exactly. And definitely shout out to you, All Bob's promoting the fucking building. That's what it do. And, Andrew, you got anything to say to Mr. Continental?
Pretty much what he just said is exactly what I'm saying. Like, he didn't look at her any differently. The actual base of the love was already there. All she did was show him that she was able to be a mature partner and step outside the box, which probably made him love her even more because it probably gave him a sense of security. Like, damn, you know, if I wanted to have sex with another woman, all I have to do is involve my wife and it's safe. And sometimes
yeah.
being saved is better than losing a person that you can spend the rest of your life with, you know.
Yeah,
and
course.
Shout out to
I
you
mean,
because you understood, you respected her, and you
yeah.
looked at her for the woman that she is and the confidence that she had in herself.
I mean, shoot, she was into it more than me, and I was just like, yo, you, shit, I was like, I'm just, you know, I'm a dude, so I'm going to look at it as let's go, shit. So, you know, I'm just, you know, glad that I got a woman like I have, and, you know, maybe next time, shit. No, let me stop. But, you know.
That's what it is. And thank you definitely again for, you know, showing the All Bars Movement love like you do on a daily basis.
So, I just want to say thank you to y'all, too, because, you know, y'all inspire me these days, and, you know, I haven't been doing much of the music thing as much as I've been doing it now, just because I've been helping you guys and, you know, doing my music thing, helping you and you helping me and everything else. But I want to thank y'all.
No problem. And you already know, like, when you like, as soon as you get your shit together and you get some shots and shit, you already know. Definitely going to play it on All Bars Radio. Like, that's definitely even the question, okay?
No doubt. Y'all go ahead to the next caller. I'm all right, y'all. All right,
that's what it is.
Thanks,
all
lady.
All right. So before we get into some more callers, I definitely want to go into a commercial break. Yes, I said it just like that just now. I don't know why, but Black, whenever you're ready, let's see who's going to spin first. I feel like, and just to let y'all know, y'all need to send me y'all music. Like, send me your music at ceonickybarb@gmail.com if you want your shit to be played on the station. Simple. You send me the music, I'll have it in rotation. You know the day that I'll be spinning it because I'll be tweeting it, blast tweeting it, and so will the Barbs. And so will the Bob's promoters, and there's no way in hell you will not know that your song is being played on the radio from us. So send in your music, because what we do is we listen, we give you feedback on what we think, our listeners critique, and the panel critiques, and we'll let you know if that shit is hot or not. And Black, so who are we about to get into?
We got to get into the homie Fonzo Smoot. This is called Excuse Me. I'm believing just off the title, this is something he's addressing to the ladies. You know, excuse me, may I buy you a drink? Excuse me, may I bring this other lady in for the pizza? I don't know, but you know, it's the excuse me. So let's get into it. 347-857-4302. Hit the ladies up at How's Your Head, getting Angel Love's tweets. And if y'all remember, hit me up at Brooklyn Black, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Yo, what's up? What it do, kid? My name's Brian Cameron. And I've been looking at you from across the room, man. You fine as hell. And I just had to come talk to you. Get your number or something. You know? Had to do it. Even though I
don't know your name. Second, my hope that you don't mind. I hope that this don't drive you hectic. I can't lie, you caught my eye in here as soon as I stepped in it. But girl, you be so fine. You got me nervous and so hesitant. Probably got somebody neglecting you, so misunderstood. But I don't give a damn, cause to be honest, girl, you look too good. Your lips straight and your hips right and your cute face. And you fit nice, and I wanna be the man you get with when this party ends and you leave tonight. And I know you wanna ride with me, I swear that I can tell why. You wanna know how it feels when you're rolling with a Jedi. Well, I must appreciate it, your back is raising. An infatuation, we can just be friends with benefits, girl, we don't have to date. And all these guys around be trying to hate, but they can't see me boo. And all these girls can frown, just ignore them cause they envy you. We be cool above and no other lovers can hang with us. Packed room, but it feels like it's the two of us. Even though I
don't know your name.
My dream must have been the same, cause the way your figure's sitting, you look like you came out the island. You're still a
get a groove back, or did you just finesse it? In the flubbing you was running, I don't wanna be correct, but hold on, shout it, catch my lingo. Feeling lucky, baby, bingo. And I know you got that wet, wet, baby, well, I got a speedboat. And I know you got a man, but you telling me you're single. Cause them boys don't get your head, you went from regular to primo. About time, I knew you catch your senses. You knew I put that wood down like I was fetching fences. That your daydreaming fantasies were climaxes. Got you working out, sweating like it's flying matrix. Long time coming, so I gotta impress. It's a rap, I ain't even gotta say much. These other dudes, small ways, A cups. Hell nah, don't break up, cause even though I'm getting A, I don't remember that I really
don't know your name.
Nothing you love tweet. That's how did you like that track? What?
It was cool. I dug it. Like, I was really feeling the Chris Brown sample. Like, once you hear "Excuse Me," now this is just me. I'm thinking it was the Jay-Z Pharrell joint. So I was expecting to go, you can't roll a blunt to this one. You got to light a J. You know, it was, but I like the production, you know, that shit was phenomenal, how they put through a Chris Brown sample in there, and everything like, so, all in all, that was a hot one.
I definitely agree. Angel, what you think?
I agree with Blake. I was expecting that too, but I mean, I love being surprised, so, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and send Nikki some more music, because that was definitely hot.
That was definitely hot. So definitely keeping it rolling. Let me ask you a question, Angel. So do you advise, right, firstly, do you think that relationships that have that agreement, you know, with one another that engage in, you know, having menage a trois, do you think that those are the relationships that last longer versus the ones that don't do it?
I'm going to say the relationships that are mature relationships, I can pretty much believe. I don't really know, but from what I've seen, you know, from the outside looking in, I think yes. But for those couples who are, you know, not really as mature as they should be in the relationship, because to be in a relationship, you have to understand how to be in a relationship. You know, you're one now, not two separate people. I'm going to say no, because you're already immature. You already don't get along on an everyday basis. So why would you invite, you know, turmoil and extra drama in your relationship? But for those who pass all of that and, they are on the same level now, and they've been really going strong and really making each other happy. In my opinion, I just think sex makes everything better. I'm sorry, like, I just think it does. I think for, like, a couple who is not afraid to explore together, why wouldn't they be happy together? Like, because it just makes everything even more enjoyable.
I definitely do agree. Black, what do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
Like I said, I'm new to all of this, so I was, you know, I would say just based on the maturity and long as the communication and, you know, everybody knows what it is before anything gets done, that saves everybody a lot of bullshit, a whole lot of arguing, a whole lot of negative energy in the long run. So I said, as long as you keep those lines of communication open, everything is cool.
I agree with what the both of you guys are saying. So with that being said, like, Black, are you more likely to? Okay, so I have like 3 or 4 questions for your ass, since I highly be questioning you, always take it to Angel. So, do you consider yourself a freak? Angel, do you consider yourself a freak?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Black, and then I'm going to get to you, but I'm just laughing because I have to say your name because this nigga automatically laughs when I ask him, do you think you're...
Always ask me that, and then I always give you the same answer. Like, you know, I haven't done this.
I don't always ask you if you're a freak. And do you always
I haven't done the extreme crazy shit. Like, yeah, I'll eat my girl's pussy, but no, I'm not licking no butt. And yes, I've gone for long periods of time doing it. Like, I've had marathons and I've done X amount of chicks in a day and everything like that. But no, I'm not, you know, I'm not the freak. Do not get the whips. Do not get the chains. It is not slavery times. Do not clamp nothing on my nipples. Do not put nothing burning on me. Do not try to heat up a piece of metal and stick it to my chest. Don't do none of that shit. But if you want to go all night, I'm with it. If you want to do a 69, I'm with it. If you talk about looking ass, I'm out.
Angel, do you consider yourself to be a freak?
Angel has actually went to the restroom. She'll be back in a minute.
Oh, but okay, well, I know, well, since you, I mean, so so the girls that approach you, right, are they, like, do you get hit with, like, the freaky bitches that be wanting you to fucking lick their ass and put, like, ice cubes?
Yeah, those are the
chicks
that go on the block list, kid. I just said I'm not with that. Like, those chicks talk about licking ass, eating butt. Like, nah, yo, you can get E. coli from licking ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that shit is gross. I'm just not with it. Like, it's not that type of party. If, you know, if, miss, that's what you want, sorry, you're not going to get that from my department. Like, it's just not going to happen. But, Ms. Boss Barbs, what do you think? Or do you consider yourself a freak or something?
I'm going to say, you know, a lot of times with me, I like to see what my partner can do because I know what I'm capable of doing and I don't want to, you know, I don't know, like, I'm older, so I tend to kind of lay back and let niggas run their mouth because it's amusing to me until it's time to action, but I do whatever I need to please my man. So whatever he wants to do, you know, within certain limitations and certain things, I absolutely will just not do. But it's more things that I would do because of who I am. I'm a free spirit. You know, I'm an Aquarius. If you know anything about any of those things, like, as long as it's me and you, we can do whatever you want. You know, we can get the slingshot, put in the ceiling. We can do whatever you want because it's just fun to me, you know, and it's enjoyable. Yeah, like, you know, you hanging from, never mind. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if that's what he's into, is, you know, me as a woman, is my job, and this is my opinion, to make sure that my man is happy. Because if he's happy, then I'm happy, and then we're both happy. And it should be the same way with him. If I say I want to try whatever the case may be, he should be like, okay, no problem. Because if a happy woman makes a happy home, you know, and that's just the black and white of it. So, see, my man, I'll be his freak all day with limitations. We pretty much know what those limitations are. Because if I'm being his freak, he won't need another one.
True. So let me ask, like, what are your guidelines? Like, you'll do this, but you won't do this. Like, what is your freak limitations? Like, do you want a dude that's freakier than you, or do you want a dude that's your freakier than? What's your criteria?
I'd rather have a dude that pretty much has already experienced what I've experienced. I don't want him to be less experienced than me. I don't want him to be more, because in my opinion, they both create problems. Because if he's less experienced than me, then I feel like I have to always teach him things. And sometimes I want, you know, to be taught some things, or sometimes I want us to learn things together. And then if he's more advanced sexually than me, then I might feel like it's a little bit too much, too fast. You know, and or he may feel like I'm moving a little too slow. So just to knock all that out, I'd rather, you know, like, talking about things gets you where you need to go. Asking questions gets you, like, have you ever had a threesome? No, I never had a threesome. Me either. Okay, check. We're going to do that shit together. Have you ever played with toys with your female? No, I have. Oh, you know, you ask questions so that you know where you are sexually in with your partner. So I want him to almost be like where I am. I want him to not have experienced what I have not experienced, so we can experience them together, and it be something that we can, you know, have under the belt. Like, I've never done this with him. This is something that we share together, versus me doing other stuff with other niggas that I've had before, and it's not nothing special with him. I want it to be special. So, no, in a perfect world, I would like for us to be on the same level sexually.
Oh, okay. So, Miss Nikki Barbs, same question. Like, would you rather a guy that's less experienced or more experienced? Like, what's your freaky limitations like?
I need a nigga who's fucking experienced on my ass, because I'm a sexual individual. Like, I love oral sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, me, like, I have toys, and I think that if my, you know what I'm saying, my partner was to, like, not be afraid, you know, of the toy thing, like, you know, use it on me, you know, watch me use it on myself, like, I'm into shit like that. The limitations with me, I mean, like, I'm all about just being safe and shit. So as long as everything that we're doing is safe, like, I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm not really, like, not one to, like, yeah, like, don't try to fucking ransack my asshole, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm a freak, so I be getting it in, and I just try to do it all, but that's what it is.
All right.
Did I answer your question, Black?
Yep. Hey, you answer my question, you know, I'm good with it.
Definitely. All right, well, do you want to get into another one of the artist tracks?
This your show, miss. I'm just here to spin the tracks.
All right, well, let's hear what I'm so bad with Twitter names. I hate that shit. Like, if your Twitter name is not at How's Your Head Game or at Angel Love Tweet or at Brooklyn Black, so hard for me to remember. Want to get to some? Is it Sage Black?
All right, we're gonna get into some Sage Black right now. Anyone who's listened to Pregame Radio, yeah, I know he's a Pregame approved artist. So pretty much his music's official. We played one of his tracks, his biggie cover on Tuesday called "Things Done Changed." He done did something for Trayvon Martin. Pretty much he just spun it, and he sent it to me on my birthday last week. So this is fresh. This is brand new, never heard before anywhere, internet radio, on YouTube, nowhere. It was done, mixed, mastered, and sent to the All Barbs inbox. So this is first time you get here, this is Trayvon Song. Hit us up 347-857-4302. So everyone on the Twitter, hit up Savage Black on Twitter. Tell them we're premiering the song right now, what's going on, and we'll be right back.
Mr. President, may I ask you about this current case in Florida, very controversial, allegations of lingering racism within our society, of the so-called Stand Your Ground law, and the justice in that. Can you comment on the Trayvon Martin case?
Trayvon Martin, we ain't killing weeds, we're plucking seeds from our garden. No seeds, no plants, no plants, no harvest. We need meta world peace, Ron Artest. Bipolar, find us from pole to pole across the globe. My people have so much soul, hence solar. Anywhere the sun's exposed, we lit the mad set the spark. You see our grills and coal, you see our skills when it comes to the gold. But even still, while Obama signs bills, Emmett Till fill more, yeah, and millions more fill cells. We gotta stop killing ourselves. Stop acting like sheep, hiding wolves, kill our red riding hoods. Or these pigs gonna blow your door down. It happened in the Bronx, so it could happen in your town. I ain't saying start playing these cops, no. I'm saying let's start our own neighborhood watch. It's not snitching, it's protecting your block. You don't need a Smith & Wesson or Glock. The best weapon you got is a voice box. Use it, it's more than just the music. A mother lost a son, Mother's Day is birthday, both in the same month. Try to justify his homicide, saying he was high. Crucify his memory, saying he deserved to die. To that I reply, THC, that hooded child. Tall, handsome, colored boy, this has been a captain. Thought he was a cop, shot through heart cavity. Teen hoodlum casualty? No, there's nothing you could tell me. Don't matter if he was the honorary coon or the head of his class, his black ass would have still died face down in the grass. Yeah, and if you think that I'm wrong, prove it. Trayvon Song,
Black Hoodie Music.
But obviously, this is a tragedy. I can only imagine what these parents are going through. And when I think about this boy, I think about my own kids. You know, I think every parent in America should be able to understand why it is absolutely imperative that we investigate every aspect of this and that everybody pulls together, federal, state, and local, to figure out exactly how this tragedy happened. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. I think they are right to expect that all of us, as Americans, are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
That's what it is. Trayvon Martin, rest in peace. Definitely tuning into All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barb, a.k.a. I House Your Head Game. I know. And then you're definitely tuning in and rocking with I Angel Love Street, a.k.a. Boss Barb. Definitely got Brooklyn Black in the motherfucking building. So, Angel, what you thought about that song from Sage Black?
Anything that's in tribute to a tragic event, I'm going to always support just because it's a message behind it. So I'll give it a 7. Like I said, just on the fact of that I know why that song was made and the message that I heard from it, I would support it. I would buy it just because of that. Even if I didn't like it, I would just buy it just because.
Black, what you thought about that track?
It was a good track, and, you know, any track where you can have Obama on it, you know what I mean? You know, where you can mix or just put an Obama track on it, it's definitely hot. But like Andrew said, it does speak a message, and that's one thing today's mainstream music is lacking, is a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's why I will continually support Sash Black and the whole BK Collective movement, because the stuff that they put out, they don't put it out just to get asses shaking and heads nodding. They want you guys to think about the shit that they're putting out. You know, they are ushering the era of conscious rap. I mean, they want you guys to know what's going on in the world around you. And they put it in a sense where you can understand it, so there's really no reason for you to be ignorant to today's issue. So, for me, it's an 8.
It's an 8, so definitely, Mr. Pink.
Wait, who has the scary-ass, creaky, haunted house door?
My bad, the part of my studio acting up. Y'all not just told her I'm getting hot. It's hot. It's what
I know. Take your shirt off.
Done already, okay? I'm working on other garments now.
I'm telling
also,
you, like,
I also have to give a shout out to the Boss Bars and How's Your Head Game, because if anyone who follows all three of us on Twitter knows, I stay getting on them, mostly on Angel for the Abbeys. But the new Abbeys that they have up today are very, 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 very splendid.
Aw, thank you.
Well, what,
nigga, what the fuck? You didn't like my
Abby
before this shit? Like, so
yo,
this is
I,
like
yo,
so.
I like, yo, I like your Abby. You know, you get Avatar Blue, and when you had the one with the earrings, you know, I like your Abby. You know, I pay attention. But just to what you guys have on tonight, because you guys are blowing up my mentions. You know, so I see y'all like it's Nikki Angel, Nikki Angel, Nikki Angel, Nikki Angel.
Nikki Angel, Nikki Angel, Nikki Angel, aw. And we look so pretty, right?
You know, y'all look good, and I'm just really, like I said, I'm honored and privileged to be in y'all company. You know, because niggas pay just to sit around pretty chicks like y'all.
They sure do. Give me $20. Give me $20.
Oh, Black, that was so sweet.
Thank you, Black. I'm about to tweet pick the picture when I definitely had you guys at the Barb's Mansion, at my Barb's Mansion, of the three of us.
Yeah, I still have it. It don't fit on my Instagram, though.
I'm about to tweet pick it. But, yeah, I just, with the whole threesome thing, you guys, like we said again, I want to know if you would go so far as to doing it with your mate. Is it something that you're afraid of doing? Is it something that you don't want to do because you are afraid of certain possibilities that could happen? I mean, also, I believe if you are a man and you do have a woman, you guys are going strong and you guys just kind of spice it up a bit and, you know, she comes to you with the whole threesome thing, and I believe if you are shaky about it, do you think there would be like a type of an insecurity in you or no? On the man's part, like, well, why not?
On the man's
like,
part, I believe so. Because I've met guys, me personally, that I'll joke around with them like, oh, we should have a threesome. And I've had guys tell me no because they're afraid of losing me, you know. So it's a great possibility. Because they may be insecure about why they're with you, not really about the relationship, because I've dated guys that have said crap like that, like, well, I don't understand why we're together. Like, you seem like you wouldn't deal with somebody like me, blah, 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 you know. But again, like I said, if you truly are comfortable with yourself and with your mate, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be what it's going to be. And me personally, if I date someone who I mean, me being me, if I was dating someone, we had threesome, and he continues to fuck her, I would be like, okay, well, we're done. I wouldn't be as really hurt as people would think, because I'm confident to know I can get any nigga I want. So it's just like, okay, well, go ahead and enjoy yourself, because it is what it is. You know, so I think some guys could be intimidated because they might think that either way they might lose you. Because some guys are even intimidated with girl-on-girl relationships, period. You know, they
feel
like,
I don't know what that's about. Like, it's a girl. Like, I just,
like, yeah, if some guys not so, like, when it comes down to, like, oh, yeah, like, it'll be mad niggas to be like, my girl got a girlfriend, but then, mm-hmm. yeah, like, you stay in that shit, but yet you really hate the fact that your girl has a girlfriend, though, like, because you feel like somehow, some way, like, you're in a competition, and I don't see when you have the fucking dick. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Whether we use the plastic ones or not, like, it's nothing to the real thing. Like, it's just not mm-hmm. the same. And that plastic dick can't pick me up, flip me over, bang. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It can't do that. So I don't know why guys feel like, you know what I'm saying, they in such competition. Like, the most you can do here is just. But then, you know, I guess because a lot of, well, I'm not going to say a lot, but there's females I would say, like, you know what? Yeah, I have a man, and I do, like, you know, I have a female friend, and we, you know, we explore, we play around, and the reason why I do is because, like, she fucking eats the shit out of my pussy, like, she just knows what to do, like, and it's kind of, she does eat my pussy way better than my man, so, like, a lot of times, like, when I want that good fucking head, like, I call her, so she's like, Nikki, do you think that's, like, I'm cheating on him? Honestly, I didn't know what to say. I was just like, I wouldn't say that you're cheating on him, per se, but I guess he doesn't know. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't, he, you know, it's not, he doesn't know that, I guess, occasionally when she wants that bomb-ass fucking head, she calls up her homegirl and she gives it to her. I don't know. Black, is that considered a secret? Would you consider that a secret if your girlfriend, you know, like, she was with you, fucking you. She wasn't, you know, she didn't cheat on you with another guy, but she had a female friend that just pleased her okay. in that way that you couldn't
now,
please her.
Here's what a lot of people, they misinterpret the word cheating as far as relationships and shit, all right? Cheating is when you do anything that is outside of the relationship without the other person's prior knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
if I'm with a girl and she's like, oh, I got, you know, I like girls and I got a girl on the side or whatever, whatever, she's telling me. So then I'm hit with a choice. I better accept it and be like, all right, go ahead, babe. Have fun. Do you include me? I'll videotape it or whatever. Or you go like, all right, babe, this is too much for me to deal with. I'm packing my shit, and I'm out.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cheating is when you just have no disregard for what they have to say. You go do it anyway. That's where the cheating goes. So if my girl comes and she's like, yeah, you know, I love you, and X, Y, Z, you know, I feel about you, but I like to lick a pussy here and there. Okay, well, as long as the heifer ain't dirty, and I know the heifer ain't, you know, have your fun, because when you try to restrict her, and it goes for the woman too, when you try to restrict the other person, and, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, I forbid this, I forbid that,
mm-hmm.
that's when all the other extracurricular shit comes into play. Oh,
mm-hmm.
he said I can't do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Why do you do it? Because it's a fucking rush. They get the rush done because knowing they were told not to or they were forbidden to do it, that's where all that shit comes from. But when they go, okay, all right, babe, go ahead, have fun. They're like, oh, shit, what do I do now? I might as well tell him. I might as well include him. I might as well include her because she's cool with it or he's cool with it. So once you get it, all boils down to communication.
Mm-hmm.
So by you saying mm-hmm, I guess you agree with what Black's saying, Angel.
I definitely agree with what he's saying as far as the communication aspect. And to add on to what he's saying as far as the whole mechanism of cheating, if you're having an orgasm, period, from someone else outside of a relationship, you're cheating. I don't care if the person's eating your pussy. I don't care if she's sucking his dick. I don't care if he's playing with you or if you playing with him or whatever the case may be. Once you interact in that sexual act, you're cheating. Regardless if it's a penetration type thing or not, like, you're cheating. And a lot of people don't understand the actual terminology of cheating. it could even go as far as cheating of the mind and of the heart. If I spend all my time with this nigga, but I'm fucking my boyfriend, but I'm spending time with him because he understands me emotionally, he listens to me, I'm connecting with him, you're fucking cheating because you're opening up the door to have emotions for this guy, which eventually will lead to having sex. So I definitely agree with Black. Like, if you're the type of person who, you know, your mate comes to you and say, I love you, but I'm interested in seeing other people. If you're not really okay with that, don't fucking lie and say yes, because when you say yes, they're going to fucking do it. And because, like, you know, he mentioned, because they said that up front, you can't bash them. You can't be like, oh, shit, you know, I found out you was fucking this other nigga or fucking her. Well, I already told you that's what I did. You accepted it. What's the problem? You know, you just got to be open and honest. And if you're insecure, don't even involve yourself in it. Just say what it is. No, I'd rather not share you. Because those words could go a lot way. Those words, no, I'd rather not share you, could be the thing that could save your fucking relationship.
Exactly. So let's hear what this caller has to say. Last 4 digits of your number is 5380. 5380. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs and Boss Barbs.
So it is your boy Chris P.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Like, I'm going to weigh in on this conversation because y'all know me. I'm a promoter down here in Houston. And right now I'm fucking with this girl. And I told her from straight, like, yo, you're going to see a whole bunch of chicks around me all the time. I might kiss a few chicks, but that's it. So she was like, cool. So if you tell your significant other from jump, the first day when you meet them, and they still want to mess with you, then it's straight. But if you tell them, yo, you know, this is my X, Y, and Z, and they say, hey, I can't deal with that, then you got to respect that and just keep it pushing.
I definitely do agree. Angel, what you want to say about that?
I definitely agree, but in the perfect world, unfortunately, people aren't completely honest like that. So you'll have a situation where, because I run into it all the time. Me, like I said, you know, I tell niggas all the time, just be honest and open with me, and it may not be as fucking bad as you think. But a lot of times with people, especially people of an out time, they don't know how to receive that. So, yeah, they hear you, but they don't really hear you. So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I believe this nigga. I believe that he's saying that he damn whatever I got to do. But then I go do it, and then it's like, oh, why the fuck you do that, this, that, the third. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you playing Russian roulette with your relationship.
But at that same time, if they're not in tune with their emotions and their feelings, and they lie to you and be like, yeah, it's cool, and then you do what you do, and they come back at you, it's like, well, I told you from jump this is what was going to happen. So how can you now come back at me and be mad because you lied to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's not on me. That's on you now, because I told you it was up so you wouldn't get hurt. And now you ended up getting hurt. So that's not really on you or the other person. That's on them.
I don't know. It could play both ways, because you have some people that enter relationships. Specifically, they date people that are weaker than them so that they can play that card.
True.
I mean,
true.
Let's keep it real. Like, you got
true.
Niggas out here that won't date a female like me or Nikki because they already know they can't get away with certain shit. Play
I got boys right now.
How
the
fuck
black
no.
and white.
How
so
no.
they target
no, that's,
females.
That's,
they
that's
target females
got,
that... Right,
I got
exactly.
boys right now down here that will not step to a strong lady. They'd rather go to that one that they know that they can pimp out or push it
mm-hmm.
in their head that they can do what they want to do. And it's like, yo, bro, why don't you go talk to her? And they're like, nah, because with her, I'm not going to be able to get my way. So then why are you going to do this with this one but not do this with this one and be man enough to step up and at least take the challenge to say, hey, let me see if I can really get with her, a real woman.
Mm-hmm.
But cats nowadays,
yeah.
they don't want to do that. They just want to slide in and slide out. So.
Mm-hmm. So with that kind of scenario, like you never really know. You really never know unless you're, like, in situations like that, because, like I said, you have guys who target weaker people because they
right.
use that, oh, well, I told you, and so it is what it is, and they already know that shit going in. They already know, because 9 times out of 10, if you want to date someone, you've already done your research. You've
right.
already got to know them. You've already asked about them. You've already been checking them on the side, trying to see what they're about. You pretty much already know their personality type before you go in. Like, it's certain guys that I wouldn't talk to because I sit back and I watch how they talk and how they, you know, how they interact. see what I'm like. Nah, I can't deal with it. You know, so some people are just that type of person that will specifically date people because they know that they can use that as an excuse. And there's women out here, see, that's like that. There's women out here, see, that will date guys that they consider suckers because they know, oh, I can say what I want to say, I can do what I want to do, but because I'm pretty, he not going to leave me, or he going, you know, it. Like I said, you play, when you're in a relationship, you play Russian roulette.
Really, all what that boils down to is some people that are weak-minded. But, hey, y'all, I got to roll out to one of my promos right now. I'm kind of late. Just wanted to call in and say what's up to y'all. So
that's what it is. Definitely all about promoter. I got you. I've been tweeting you, so definitely handle your business, and thank you.
All right.
Let's take this next call. The last 4 digits of your number is 7883. 7883. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barnes.
Hey, y'all, this is Rhonda.
Hey,
y'all.
Who's that?
Oh, well, you want me to give you my Twitter name?
Yeah, give me that. Fuck it.
Okay. It was I Make 'em Say Ah. I used to be Fuck Your Couch Bitch, but I changed my name.
That's what it is. So what's up,
Mama? Well, you know, I had wanted to kind of weigh in on things about cheating and stuff. I kind of understand what y'all saying, but like with me, like when what y'all said, I'd rather somebody be upfront with me in the beginning. Like if I ask you if you're doing something, like I'm asking you for a reason because I want to know. And it's like for you, like for a dude to lie to me is like taking my choice away. Because, you know, you never know. You might be fucking with all these girls or whatnot, but you don't know what my intentions are with you. So you taking my choice away. Because I really may want to talk to you, you know, just have somebody to kick it with or whatnot, you know. But for guys that lie to me, it's kind of like a, I'm not going to say it's the insecurity thing, but, you know, like some guys try to use their, like, past relationships and stuff for the reason that they do stuff. And to me, you know, that's just an excuse because they're weak.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, they're self.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do with the lying thing because, actually, I just finished talking to, like, the guy that I talked to. We just finished talking about this. And I told him, like, when I was in college, it was a guy that I was talking to, and I asked him up front, like, you know, were you talking to anybody else? And I'm leaving a restaurant, and, like, I didn't see him, but my friend did. And she pointed him out, like, he was over there, like, having dinner with this girl. And, you know, like, I didn't flip out. I went over there, you know, I was real calm about it. I spoke to her, I spoke to him, and I asked him to step outside. And, you know, we talked and everything. And I asked him, you know what I'm saying, I just asked you if you was talking to somebody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get an attitude or anything like that. But it's just the whole thing. Like, I don't want to see nothing like that because, you know, you never know. I could be one of them crazy girls, you know, and just flip out on you and this girl in this restaurant. But luckily, I'm not. So, you know, that didn't happen. But I'd just rather somebody be honest with me in the beginning when I ask because, you know, you never know what can happen. And as far as, like, bringing somebody else, like, into a relationship, because I was listening to y'all, to your broadcast. But it is some relationships that are like that. Like, my friend is into, like, some swinger-type stuff. So I went with him and his wife to, like, an event that they were having. And, like, I kind of questioned the couples down that were in there, you know, like, how did y'all really get into this? And they were like, you know, you have to be secure in your relationship to be a swinger because, you know, you have to be comfortable with your mate being with somebody else, like, in front of your face. And then, like, it was, like, a married couple that was in there. And the man was, like, at first, when his wife was like, she wants to get with another dude, he had to be there when it happened. But he said, you know, as time went on, it was more trust. And, like, as long as she told him ahead of time, it was like, well, you know, I miss this guy. You know, I want to do whatever with him. He was like, that's fine. He said, but if she just does it, like, behind his back, then that's not cool. You know, that's basically, like, cheating, as he would say. But, you know, it's okay to be with somebody else, but, you know, just be upfront about it. But a lot of people, you know, aren't honest enough. And that, to me, that's childish. You know, once you get to, like, a certain age, you know, you should break out of the whole lying, you know, because to me, grown people don't do that. Children do. So, you know, that's how I feel about it, you know.
Angel, so being that, I'm sorry, love. I want your, would you say your Twitter name was again?
Oh, I make him say I.
I make him say I, like, that's all,
A-A.
Like, okay.
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with her. Me and her have been banging for a long time. That's like my sister.
Yes, sir. So, Angel, okay, because I wanted to shout y'all on Twitter. And thank you for calling in and rocking with us since we broadcasted. Thank you. And, Angel, I wanted to know if you had any, you know, anything to say about what you said. I'll make you say
I definitely, the whole thing with the line of the relationship type thing, like I said, it just depends on, I guess, where the person is. I don't know, like, I'm just, where I am in my life, I can see it. You know, I can see it with just daily things that a person do, and you have to make that choice. So, with that being said, when you reach a certain age point in a certain position in your life, sometimes you have to switch off and date different kinds of people.
Hmm.
So, you know, me, like Heat Black asked us earlier, well, are you afraid to say that third? If I'm timid about sex, I'm not going to date somebody who's outwardly freakish. Like, why would I do that? That's like me setting myself up for failure. Well, with the flip side of that, you know, with me, myself, I'm a lot more mature now. I'm a lot, you know, older now, and I'm more open to different scenarios. So I would want to date somebody who's the same. So it wouldn't be no lying, because from the jump, you know, when we had that conversation, I would tell him, well, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I'm willing to try, and it would just go from there. But again, like she said, with the whole swinger situation, I don't know about the whole extraness of always being able to step out. I think that's a bit much for me. But if it's just like a one-time thing or something we're going to do occasionally, you know, together, then I don't see a problem with it. But if it's like a separate thing, like I'm giving my man the okay just to go out by himself, I wouldn't do that. Because then I wouldn't have no control of what's going on, you know, and the arena when it's going on. Like, I give big ups to a woman who can do that, who can allow her man to actually go outside of that scenario and do what he did. Because I wouldn't be strong enough to handle that. I'd rather see and be able to deal with and be able to handle the variables, because at that moment you can't control anything that's going on in the room because you're not there. You know, you only can listen to what he said happen.
Because I asked him, like, you know, how did they feel about that? And then, like his answer to me was he knows that, you know, that's his wife and that she loves him. And at the end of the day, that's who she comes home to. So, you know, regardless if she's out there with somebody else, he just feels that, you know, by her coming back home and whatever goes on in their household, you know, that kind of, like, validate her feelings for him, that he doesn't think, you know, that she would want to be with somebody else. And like I said, when I had went to, you know, their, I don't even know what to call it, I guess their meeting session or whatever you want to call it, like, it kind of blew my mind, because I've never seen anything like it before. It was like, sitting inside of like a live porno. I was the only one there that wasn't participating. So it was like sitting in like a live porno, like, you know, like somebody would be in one room, like having sex. It might be a threesome over here. Somebody might be over here giving head, you know, and it's like different couples, like swapping. And, you know, like, the ones that were there were, like, real familiar with each other because they've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just crazy because, you know, I mean, you see stuff like this on TV, you know, you hear about it. But to actually be there, it's, like, something, it's a whole
crazy,
other experience.
Right?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's a whole other experience.
But thank you so much for calling. And you definitely, I got to take some more calls, Mama, but you should definitely, we do this every Tuesdays and Thursdays, so definitely call us back. We always talk about interesting things. Thank God you guys are, you say you will? That's what I love to hear. And I definitely tweet me at How's Your Head Game. That's all one word. How's Your Head Game. Yes, and I'll definitely shout you out. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have
bye
a good
now.
Night.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, next caller. Last four digits of your number is 3628. 3628, you're live on air with me and Angel Love Tweets. What's up?
What's good? This is your girl, Rain. What's popping, mama?
Oh, what's going on, Rain?
Hey, y'all know y'all doing y'all thing. I just wanted to push one and say, I don't know. I think cheating, I mean, you know, when you get married and, you know, you're supposed to do the right thing and all that. So when you get married, that's a whole different thing. But I think as far as relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, right? Like, it really ain't no cheating because you don't own each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta appreciate the moment that you have with that person while you having that moment with that person. You know what I'm saying? Because, no, we're not material. We're not objects of material. You don't own me. I'm not a possession of yours. All you can really do is try to enjoy me while you have me. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. And then if it turns out we're not meant to be. But we can't get caught up in wondering what you're doing when we're not together. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do me when we're not together. Shit, all that matters to me is when we get together, you're going to do me too.
What you got to say about that, Bristling Black?
Yo, is Ray spelling with me again? Yo, Ray, cut your shit, son.
What you say?
I said, is Ray starting with me again?
No, she's not starting. She's giving her opinion. She's giving her opinion. I just asked you to comment on what she said.
I didn't hear, like, the last three words of her sentence.
So the last three words will prevent you from saying something back. Look, all I'm saying is... All I'm saying is people shouldn't get so caught up on trying to, like, clutch another individual. Because at the end of the day, I don't even believe that we were put here to be in monogamous relationships. It goes against our human nature to be with one person and one person only. But if you decide to be with that person, I believe you should be as honest as you can with that person. But I say people shouldn't get so caught up on trying to claim a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody is, we're people, and we're going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? You don't own, my bottom line is you don't own anybody. Let me get a green one. You don't own anybody. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? That's
I agree with
her. Game is.
I have no rebuttal.
Thank you. And that's why I'm single right now, you know what I mean? Because when I do get into another relationship, it'll have to be with someone who it's okay to... where it's okay to, like, where I be allowed to do me. You know what I'm saying? It has to be like an open relationship. And if we don't have a get some dick for free pass, then it got to be like a swinger. It got to be like a nigga that swings. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We don't go out together and fuck somebody else. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get bored fucking the same nigga for how many years? 40 years? 30 years?
Hell yeah. But wait. I want you to, our fucking Twitter is blowing up. Angel, I want you to, I don't know if Rain was tuning in earlier, but I want you to tell her what you said as far as if you were to invite another female in, you would pay for her.
Oh, yeah. That's me because this is my thing. My thing is, you know, because we were discussing the whole thing about what if he steps out and, you know, trying to deal with her on a side tip. I would hire her because they people have that profession where that's what they do. They enter those type of scenarios so that the couple can have a different experience. So that way I'm protected, he's protected, she's getting paid to do what she want to do. So my what I said was, if she's sitting on my man's face, my shit will be on her face because at the end of the day, she's providing a service and I'm going to get what the fuck we paid for, you know. And as far as what Rain said, I completely agree. Like me, I'm the type of person, you know, whatever my man want to do, you know, as long as it's not something that's going to physically harm me, you don't put me in, like, excruciating pain, I'm down for it because at the end of the day, tomorrow is not promised. And I live my life like that now because I've been through so many different kinds of relationships and so many, you know, highs and lows. So at this point, I'm just doing me, you know. And at the end of the day, a real man will respect you, and he wouldn't try, like she said, to clutch on you and suffocate you, because those kind of relationships really don't last, you know. But and so I completely hear where she's coming from. I completely agree with where she's coming from, because at the end of the day, out of those 40 years, I don't know anybody who has been married for 40 years that one of them ain't fucked up. Like, they're humans. They're humans. One of them has fucked up. Trust me.
Look, I got a friend of mine, and she's gay, and her wife, you know, they done got married out here. They hired a nigga to come in and get them pregnant, right, so that they can have a child in their relationship. Now, what happened was they hired the guy to come in. He got one of them pregnant, but the other one that didn't get pregnant, she fell in love with him, and she continued to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? These girls, now they're not even together. They don't even live in the same crib, and the nigga still fucking both of the chicks. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I have never opened up my doors to bring somebody else in to please my partner because, one, I kind of feel like I'm a lot already. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lot already. So I can't imagine, like, to bring somebody else in would have to be, it wouldn't be to try to keep him. It would be just me doing something nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even then, I don't know about opening that kind of worms because I personally don't like sharing. I haven't had any successful threesome. You know what I'm saying? I've tried a couple times and shit, didn't go over too hot. I don't get any girls, and I don't like sharing, so that's all bad.
I definitely do agree with the fuck you're saying. Shout out to motherfucking at Rain Poetry. I just shout out her on Twitter, so all y'all motherfuckers that's calling and listening, definitely follow her because she's definitely somebody that's going to educate you on fucking sex, how to keep your man. She's Rain, just follow her. Once you click on her name, you'll look at her bio. You'll see what it is. Make sure y'all tune into her show or her information. She sees daily. That's why I'm telling you to go follow her. I don't tell you to go follow people just for the fuck of it. I'm telling you so that you can actually gain.
I'm glad y'all had me. I'm glad y'all had me on. I just wanted to push one and show y'all some love. I was a little late getting in, but I've been listening for a little while. I was talking about the room where the fucking was going down, the house where everybody was fucking in different rooms. I'm looking for that motherfucker. Where is that motherfucker spot at?
Where that nigga at? I'm definitely show her ass out so that you can fucking follow her ass. You can fucking ask where that nigga at? Where the fun house at? Where the fucking house of
mirrors
is at, right?
Mention me with her, man. She got to go on that bus when we get that sex bus going.
She definitely do. We got to get her on the tour with us. We do. Thank you, Rain, for showing
y'all
love.
Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Yeah, I love y'all. Y'all keep strong. I'm going to keep listening.
Love you, too. Thank you. Next caller. Last four digits of your number is 2135. 2135. You're definitely live on air, and I'm going to get you whoever's next. What's up?
Sex bus. I like
how
the sound of sex. This is Sagittarius Black. How you doing, ladies?
How you doing?
I'm good.
No problem. Thank you for saying, you know, the music and everything.
Oh, anytime. I definitely have a strong relationship with Brooklyn Black in the pregame radio. And so I definitely appreciate the support from All Bob's Radio. You know, so love is love.
No doubt. So what you got to say about what we were talking about?
Young lady Rain, she blew mine with that, with the sex bus. I'm still not over that, and like she's just so wise because her perspective on relationships and you know how people should be completely honest. Like that's basically my take on it. I've been in long relationships and short relationships, and I feel like, you know, as long as you're honest with the other person, you know, and like she said, you know, there's no tax. Nobody owns anybody until there's a ring on the finger, and even then, you know, that ring is just a symbol, you know, so if you're in a committed relationship, then you're committed, you know, and until then, you know, we're free to do what we do when we're together and, you know, when we're apart, you know, so, that entails everything, you know, sexually, you know, and meeting new people. You know, life is all about meeting new people, having experiences. That's my take on it.
I definitely do agree. And yes, I rain poetry. I'm about to I actually just tweeted the two of you right now, so you're definitely gonna make sure you click on her. I'm telling you, like, rain poetry, she has her own show. She does this, she has her show just the same as we do. It's the Be Real and Rain show. She does it Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? So definitely she educates. She definitely is one. She inspires me, and she definitely, you know what I'm saying, puts me on with the whole sex education. That's why I'm able to talk about it so freely, because we talk all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely do agree with what you're saying. Angel, do you have anything to say?
I'm in 90% agreement with him, as long as everybody is being upfront. I dig the whole nobody owns anybody, whatever the case may be, but then it's a level of respect. If we're in a relationship, you have to respect my body and let me know that you're fucking around, point blank. Because at the end of the day, you only got one body, and if shit goes haywire, it's done. Like, it's a done deal. Like, your shit is gone. Like, it is what it is. So, and that's the problem with those kind of statements. When people make those kind of statements, they get misinterpreted, because it's like, oh, I'm a free human. I'm a human being. I can do what I want. Yes, you can. But when you said that you want to be with me, and you have to respect my box. So in order to respect my box, you need to let me know what the fuck is good. Because then on that level, it's like, this is a whole nother level. So if it can be an open thing, like, oh yeah, this is what I do. I fuck with other girls.
Right.
And then at that point, I can say, okay, yeah, I'm cool with it or no. But if you're just going to do it because you have that mind frame of, oh, well, I'm not married to you. I'm just going to do what I want to do, and I'm not going to tell you. You know, that's when the whole other shit come out, like the whole people getting AIDS, they don't know why they got AIDS. That's a bit much for me, right? That's a bit much for me.
No. That's, when I say those things, I assume that people have relationships with mine where, you know, before you even have sexual contact, I know my partner before we have sexual contact. I know where their mind's at. They know where I'm at. They know that, you know, if we're in a committed relationship, then we're committed. That's you and me. That's you and me with it. That's it. But if we're in an inclusive relationship, you know what I mean, and we're not there yet, then we're not there yet, you know. And I don't think you should have that conversation, or that topic should even pop up until you two are completely invested in your relationship. You know, I think, in at least personally for me, as far as the threesome thing, I don't know if that would – I've never had that – conversation pop up in one of my long-term relationships, but it has in some of the short-term relationships, you know, and so that's a clue. So when that conversation comes, you know, it's a clue to me, because my past experience is, you know what, this might not last so long, you know, and so sometimes I'm like, hey, let's do it, because this is probably going to be over soon, you know what I mean? But, and that's just with me, you know, so I am there's full disclosure in my relationships. There's no surprises, you know, no surprises. Everyone knows, you know, what's going on, you know, and you sign the contract, you know, that is an oral contract, you know what I mean? No pun intended.
That's what it is. Black, do you have anything to say to Mr. Sag Black? Because you know I have, like, I have so many callers to get to. Do you have anything to say to him?
Yo, check it. That is my brother from another mother with soul like no other. So he already knows I rock with the group.
That's what it is. Thank you so much, Sarge, for fucking calling in all our radio. And you already know, like, please, like, send me some more music. Like, I love it. Please do.
I will. I'm going to send you some more sexy music, too, because the Trayvon, that's my song. That's from my heart, you know what I mean? But it kind of broke up the sexy that was going on the radio show. Like, Black, you could have played, like, Celebration, you know what I mean? That has, like, you know, the little threesome joint in it or something like that. So I need to just keep on with the whole, you know what I mean, menage a trois, you know, idea. I would have liked that. You know what I mean? But we good.
That's what it is. And yes, please send me some sexy shit, like, because that's all me. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you.
All right. Definitely get into this next caller. Last four digits of your number is 3026, you're live on air, and I'm getting to the rest of you guys, so hold on, do not hang up, but 3026, you're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Bai, Angela Tweets, and Brooklyn Black, what's up?
You done scared them, move on. Wait, 3628 is in the building. Wait, that's
3628?
Nah, 3628, that's Rain Poetry. So what's the next one after the last one you just called?
Oh, shit. I believe 7060. 7060.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
What is up, Nikki? This is Smetty.
Hi, Slutty. What's going on? Angel, this is one of the fucking promoters. What's good, Slutty?
Just waking up.
Huh?
I said I'm just waking up.
What the fuck? You just waking up now? You asleep all day?
Yeah, Team Nocturnal over here. I don't get moving until the sun go down. It'll be too hot out here in these streets.
Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. Slutty?
Just keep supporting us. I mean, I love them all. So, I mean, I just love the fact that they're calling in and they're shouting, you know, the team out and they doing what the fuck they doing. That's what it is. It's about team spirit, and I'm loving it. So I thank you for everything that you're doing for the family.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all was talking about some of the, I don't know what y'all was talking about the sex room and all the keeping your sex partner and all that.
We were talking about, okay, so let me ask you a question, Sully, like, because you just fucking woke up and shit, and, you know, you just not tuning in real quick, and I definitely have a lot of callers to get to, but, so, have you ever had a threesome?
Have I ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
Nah.
No? Okay, so are you currently in a relationship with someone?
Relation what?
Are you currently in a relationship with someone?
I don't know that word. No, I'm not. I don't know that word. I'm sorry.
It's okay, but when I said currently, that means right now, today. Like, are you right now, are you dating someone? No, you said no. Okay,
someone?
So, yeah, like, are you seeing someone?
I'm seeing a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
You're seeing a lot of people? Wait, okay, so... Okay, so my last question to you, Sonny, is would you have a threesome with a girl that you really like? With another female?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Because my name, it says it all, you know what I'm saying?
Slutty, I know. I'll keep it, Slutty.
I don't do all that relationship and all that, but I will say... I do feel like Kurt Cobain. If you got that get right, I just might sit tight for a little bit, just for a half second.
Did you hear the fucking slogan? If you got that get right, he just might sit tight. That's what the fuck it is, Slutty.
I'm sorry. Before you let him go, I have a question for Slutty.
Yes.
Because I already know the answer, but Black will understand why I'm asking him. Are you under the age of 24?
Yeah, I'm actually 20. I'm about all right.
Exactly. So exactly. That's all I wanted to ask. That's all I wanted.
You ain't about that life, son.
That's all I wanted to ask. Because the reason why I asked, because that is a typical answer for a young man that's like that age. Because you're still like in that rabbit stage where you just want to fuck everything. You're just in that rabbit stage.
I mean, to be honest, this is completely, I ain't used to be like this. The woman I was messing with them turned me into this, so I can't help but that I treat women the same way, you know what I'm saying? Either you going to fuck with somebody or you going to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to make or break me.
But I bet you, Slutty, in about 5 more years, that attitude going to be a whole lot different. It's just a fact of life. Like, I'm older than you. You know, I'm not going to say how much older, but I'm older than you because when I was your age, I felt the exact same way. That's why I knew the answer before, like, I even asked the question, just because of what you were saying and how you was responding to Nikki's question.
Yeah.
That's what it is, though.
I mean, maybe when I am 25 and I meet that girl in my dreams, whatever you want to call it, the love of my life, or whatever, I'm still waiting. When I find her, I will let y'all know.
Yo, that's what it is, honey.
If it was meant for me to fall in love, I would have been born with my wife.
Aw. But you know what's funny, though? Like, what I'm about to say to you, though, like, being that you are fucking 20, you better go ahead and just make sure when you fucking these bitches, though, like, you keeping it safe. That's all. Like, mm-hmm. I just keep it safe. Just keep it safe. And like Andrew said, like, I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, when you get 25, like, yeah, with age comes knowledge and wisdom. So the older mm-hmm. you grow, the more experiences, you know, the things that you go through and shit, you know, you do mature as an individual. So, Slutty, I love you. Thank you for being an All Vibes promoter. Keep fucking with us because you know we got your back. And thank you for calling.
I'll be easy, man. Just hit me up on Twitter. I'm on sale. I'm up all night.
All right. I got you. All right. Let's get into this next motherfucking caller. That's what it is, yo. Last 4 digits of your number is 8574. 8574. You're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, Angel, and Black. What's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Monte.
Hi, Monte.
What's up, ladies? What's up, Black? How y'all doing?
What it is?
I'm doing fine. I don't know how long you've been tuning in, but I definitely mentioned you in the beginning of the show when we took it to Twitter and we did the hashtag on mention one of your followers who you think is cute. And I actually said that you were one of the people that I would mention that I think is cute. So shout out to you. And if anybody doesn't know, you're welcome. And if anybody doesn't know, this is one of the All Bob's promoters. So big shout out to him. Angel, you have anything to say to Mr. Monte?
I'm waiting on parts 2 and 3.
Word, right? Sex on the beach. That's what it is. So what's going on, Monte? What's going on? Do you have anything to say about what we were talking about?
Really, though, I'm the type of person where it's like, I don't really believe in the whole cheating thing. And I don't really believe in the whole open relationship because I feel like,
But are you currently in a relationship?
No, I'm actually single.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but I don't believe in the whole open relationship thing because I feel like if it's open, it's not a relationship because it's like there's really no commitment there. So I really don't see how people do that. But, you know, I respect it, but at the same time, I don't understand how people do that. And what Rain said, like, that was crazy. That really opened my eyes when she was talking about, you know, she don't really feel like, I guess, being tied down, so to say. She's more, you know, she go do her, you do you, you know, and when y'all together, then y'all together, and when you're not, you're not. So that really opened my eyes on that, you know. So I can actually agree with that to an extent, and I can understand that. But I feel like if you're going to look at things like that, then a relationship isn't for you right now, you know, so that's just my opinion.
I definitely think your Angel got it. You have to, you know, you have a comment on that, on what Mr. Monster said?
I definitely agree. Like, I mean, in reality, it is what it is. You have some people who accept the open relationships and some people who do them and they don't get into relationships and they interact with people because they're comfortable with it. They're like, okay, well, we're just going to fuck, and that's what it is. Like, you know, so it's different kinds of people in the world, and what works for some may not work for others, you know. So it is what it is, you know, and being adults, you just have to respect everybody's zone. Me, personally, like I said, you know, I'm a different kind of relationship lover because I'm older now, and I've been through pretty much all kinds of relationships. I've been through the clingy, the not give a fuckers, the I think I'm the shit ones, like all of them. I've been through all of them. So I have a completely different perspective of how I want my next relationship to be. You know, I don't need no nigga calling me 24/7. I don't need to call him 24/7. It is what it is. I'm grown. I got shit to do. He grown. He need to have shit to do. And that's what it is going to be. But until you go through those other relationships, you can't really say what you're not going to do and what you are going to do because you haven't really had any reason to make those kind of judgments.
I agree.
True. And like you, I have been in, you know,
various types of relationships, long and short ones. My longest one was like 4 years, so.
Monte, hold on. Really quick, I know I keep cutting you up. I sound so motherfucking rude tonight. But definitely, to the callers that are calling in, just sit tight. I'm definitely going to get to you because I'm actually going to go into overtime because I want to hear exactly what you all have to say, and it's a lot of people calling me. So sit tight because I'm going to get to you. So, Monte, go ahead. You had a four-year relationship. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, my longest was 4 years, so, you know, just like you, I've been through all kinds of different relationships, so it's a lot of up and down, but you have to appreciate the good times, and you learn, you learn from them, so, you know, you do gain different experiences, perspectives from those relationships, and that's a good thing, because it's a growing experience, you know, and if you don't learn something, then you shouldn't have been in one at all, so. It is what it is.
Or you are the problem.
Yeah, or you are the problem.
That's what it is. Thank you, Monte, for calling in. Like, and definitely make sure you follow at, well, if you're not following at Ring Poetry, make sure you follow her. I'm telling you, if you think that she blew your mind today by calling on my show, make sure you fucking check out her show because she does the damn thing. You definitely will learn and you definitely will become a fan, like I'm telling you. And, you know, you just, it's only right if you support her because she's definitely a part of the All Barbers movement. So definitely shout out to her. I bring poetry. Love you much, mamas. And shout out to you, Monte Carlo 90, at Monte Carlo 90. Y'all need to follow him if you're fucking with me because he's definitely an All Barbers promoter. He goes hard each and every day. And just letting my All Barbers promoters know, me and Boss Barb, we've been talking. We are definitely looking at, ahead in time and for Christmas. Like, you know, y'all, we're about to tell y'all, like, y'all need to set up some PayPal accounts because we really feel like, you know what I'm saying, we should bless you guys because you guys help us promote every single day, and if it's not for you guys, like, we would not get heard how we're getting heard today. So thank you so much. Next caller. Oh, my gosh. Next caller is last 4 digits of the number is, Black. Did I say 9213? 9213?
Nope, but they all have that up.
All right, so 9213, you're definitely live on air with me and Nikki Vibes. What's going on? The person's live?
Yeah, 9213, calling from Detroit. You on the air?
Okay. I guess if the caller calls back, we'll definitely put them through. Did I say 1965, 1965? Did I say that?
We don't have 1965 anymore, so let's go to the next one.
All right, so next caller is 5103. 5103 is definitely live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, and Angela Street in Brooklyn Block.
Yeah, 5103.
Yeah, that's you. Who's up?
That's me. What it do?
What it do? Who's this?
What it is, man. It's your boy Crunchy Mike, man, from Murder Vow CA.
Crunchy Mike, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm just trying to hear that Moolah Suicidal one time, man.
Definitely, we about to fucking play some. We about to get into that. That's why I'm going into overtime. I just
oh,
my
you about
switch
to get into that?
Hell the fuck yes, I'm about to get into that. So you definitely need to stick around because right after I get to the next caller, I'm definitely gonna play that because it's on the lineup for tonight, so I'm gonna play it.
You definitely need to stick around because right after I get to the next caller, I'm
need to spin that right now. I need to hear. You got all these niggas pouring their hearts out over the air. Why are you doing them like that?
You said, why am I doing what?
You got all these niggas pouring their heart out over the air. That's fucked up.
Oh, my goodness. You think they're pouring their heart out or you think they're answering my question?
I mean, they're answering your question, but it's in a little sissy way. I don't know.
But, all right, so, I mean, since you have so much to say about the other niggas and shit, how about you answer my question? Like, do you think, have you ever had a threesome? And is that something that you would do with your significant other if you had one?
Do a threesome with my significant other? Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right. I mean, I'm with you. I'm down for the team threesome with your significant other, especially if it's real. Like, I'm down for it. So everybody's missing, you know, because how they felt about the situation. But I definitely got you. And I'm going to play Moolah, so definitely stick around because I'm about to play it.
Yeah, you need to do that.
All right, love. Thank you for calling in. And you can definitely press 1 again after you hear it.
All right, for sure. All
right. Next caller, so I can get into another track, and then I think I have, like, 2 more tracks to play of, the of you know, all of my Twitter followers. Like, you guys, you send me music, I play it. So everybody that I'm playing today, you can definitely find them on Twitter through me, through Andrew, and through Black. Just let me know if you like a song that you heard, and I'll definitely connect you with that person. I'm all about networking, and The next caller is 1965. 1965, are you in the building with me or what? Hello? Black, is that person live?
Yeah, they live. Not anymore, they dropped.
Damn. All right. So, caller 1965. I don't know what the problem is, but I'm ready to talk to you. So, if you call me back, press 1 so I can talk to you. And I'm out to get into we got them. All right. So, caller 1965, really quickly, 1965, what's up?
Hello, this is Juliet. Hey, boo.
Hi, Juliet.
Hey.
What's going on?
I love how she come on. She be like, hey, it's Juliet. Then she be like, hey.
I'm just sick, but, you know, I just got caught into support team, so I don't know.
I hope you get well soon. I hope, you know, somebody's over there to be taking care of you and shit. I don't need the COO of all barbs to be sick and down.
Yeah.
All right, but, I mean, if you, I mean, I don't know how much you've been listening, but did you ever have a threesome, Juliet? And if I'm asking for too much, then you just be like, stop it, Nikki. I don't want to share this information on the radio.
No, I never had a threesome, no.
Okay, so being that you said that, that's cool because you're not the first one to never have a threesome. Would you, if you know, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm single.
You're fucking single as a dollar. I hear that. And like I said again, everybody, if y'all don't know, this is all about COO. She definitely fucking goes hard. Like, she's just the shit. And we made her COO of the team at Juliet. So would you ever, if you did have a man right now and he, you know, sprung the question on you like, so Juliet, baby, you know, I love you. You know, we've been going strong for like 4 or 5 years now. And, you know, he wanted to bring up the whole threesome thing. Are you with it or are you not with it?
No, I would not.
Why? Why are you hashtag team no threesome?
Because I just want my man to me alone. I don't want to share him with some shit. Just me and me alone.
I definitely saw that. Angel, what you think about what Julia has to say?
My Juliet, you know you're so funny to me. I love you to death. Again, I'm going to say this. I bet you my life, Juliet, is under the age of 24. It comes with different levels of things that you go through in your life. So it's understandable that she would say that because of where she is in her life. Like I said, you know, we continue the movement. We see her in about 5 more years, 6 more years. I guarantee, I put my life that her answer is going to change because by then she'll be strong enough to deal with that situation. You know, right now she probably haven't even been in too many relationships where she can say she was really in love with a nigga. You understand what I'm saying? So I respect what she's saying.
That's good. And I think, you know, I think that you're right now because I'm with you. We out of eye, but Julia, you're young, and if you feel like, you know, you just want your man to be all to you, get ahead, girl. And, you know, I just feel like, with, like I said, with age comes knowledge and wisdom. And as you get older, just make sure that if you do explore, you know, your options, if you do decide to go out and, you know, venture out and with your man, you know, you guys protect yourself, wrap it up, and be safe, okay?
Yeah, I understand what y'all are saying, because, like, things are probably just going to change when I grow up. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. So, mamas, I definitely, definitely love you, and I definitely appreciate you. And, you know, the All Bars, we fuck with you because you're the COO. You're definitely, definitely the new COO. So, love you much, and thank you for supporting.
Love you guys, too.
Love you, too.
Definitely. All right, yes, I'm going to get into some moolah, so please, yes, moolah is coming up on Zach next. Next caller, and then this is the last caller I'm going to take because I definitely do have another song to play. So last word is of your number is 1386, 1386. You're live on air with me, Angel, and Black. What's up?
What's up, y'all? What's up, ladies? What's up, Black? Last but not least, huh? How y'all doing?
Last but not least, what's going on? Who's this?
This Nutty Man.
Hi, Nutty Man, because you did say that you was going to call. I was waiting for you to call me. Thank you. Thank you. And if anybody doesn't know, not to cut you off, but if this is another one of the fucking All Bob promoters, like Angel.
Yeah, this is our special baby. This is our one that can't keep a fucking Twitter account because it keeps shutting
okay.
down.
Okay.
I
love
it.
They've been killing
it,
me the last couple of days, actually.
Yes. That's crazy. So you call it in this shit. You're definitely rocking out with us. So I want to know, like, I know you've been listening to what the fuck we're talking about. So what you got to say on the whole threesome situation, the topic for tonight?
Well, me, myself, I ain't in no relationship right now myself, you know, but, you know, I done have my share, you know, relationships and all. So, you know, I'm with the threesome situation, but, you know, it's all about her, you know what I'm saying, that she want to share her package with somebody else, you know. Hey, it's up to the lady, you know, it's up to y'all. So, you know, if she want to do it, then hell yeah, I'm with it, you know. We can rock out, you know, with whoever she choose. But, you know, that's up to her, because, you know, your first impression is your only impression. You feel me? So you know, I don't wanna go too hard on whoever she brings to the table. You feel me? I don't want her to get jealous. And maybe the person she brings to the table might want some more. You know, it might lead to a whole other situation. So you know, that could be a dangerous situation. You know, but you know, it is what it is. You know, I had a couple of them before, but you know, I wasn't in a relationship with the women that I had them with. So, you know, it was just you know, friendship thing. You know, we did. But, you know,
cool.
You know, I'm with that. You know, I ain't no stranger or nothing, but, you know, I'm with that, though.
That's
cool.
That's it. And definitely shout out to at @onat1080. Definitely, I see you, baby. I see you. And Black definitely mentioned me and you in the chat room and all of that. So shout out to at @onat1080. Angel, do you have a comment to say to Mr. Nutty?
Nutty. That's one of my faves. That's all I got to say. It is what it is. Thank you so much for making sure that I know that they're shutting your shit down because that shows dedication right there. But we got to get you together. I can't keep having to shut your shit down like that, right? You know, but no, seriously, thank you for everything. And I thank you for coming on board to my family and, you know, supporting us and just riding for the cause. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm loving y'all.
Aw, thank you, Nutty. Thank you, Nutty. That's what it is. All vibes in the motherfucking building. Ow.
Yeah, you know it, and you know it.
Yes, that's what's up. So thank you for calling. I'm definitely about to get into an artist track right now.
Oh, and I got to get on my man's DJ Black Fonz. You know, he handle all our music and shit. And I'm going to make sure he send y'all something. You hear me?
Make sure he sends it to CEO at Nikki Bo. But wait till he just hit me up. So, like, yeah, so I can fucking give y'all the information and shit.
Okay. So I got your hookup. So, you know, I'm going to get on. I'm going to send y'all something. Y'all going to love it for sure.
Definitely. I look forward to it. Thank you, Nutty. All right. So, Black, you ready to fucking spin at Moolah Pop, bitch? because, you know, we definitely have to call up before. Was like, he needs to hear some fucking moolah. Like, he was like, I kind of felt scared. Like, I wanted to hit the button real quick if he falling to hit the moolah. So, so, Angel, you ready? Black, you ready? Let's get into our moolah pop, bitch. And you're definitely fucking tuning into All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Anikki Barbs. How's your head game? And we definitely have the lovely Southern Belle, the real. She ain't taking no shit from no nigga because she's about her motherfucking thing. I Angel Love Tweet, a.k.a. Boss Barbs. And we definitely have cool-ass Brooklyn Black in the motherfucking building with pregame radio. So definitely, make sure you definitely tune in again next week, Tuesdays and Thursday, because we are going to have some interviews lined up on Tuesday and definitely another hot topic to get you guys to call in and talk to us. And on Thursday, we'll be doing what we're doing now, spinning music and definitely talking to you. So, Black, whenever you're ready, let's hit the fucking button.
I'll be right. acting like I got a big head. You won't get on my face with your big head.
Your big head.
20, 50, 100, that's some big head.
Them big head.
I don't even want if it's not big head.
That big head.
Now she acting like I got a big head.
A big head.
You won't get on my face with your big head.
Your big head.
Hey, big shit. So, you guys been tuning into Art Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. We got Angel Love Tweets and Brooklyn Black in the building. And on that was definitely Moolah Pop, bitch. What do you think about that shit, yo?
It was cool, like, at least what he was saying, it all rocked, and it was one of those, you could tell one of those comedic joints, you know, but it was good production, and, you know, like I said, it was one of those real comedic joints, so it definitely served the purpose. It did get an LOL and a chuckle out of me, so I definitely did like the joint. I was down in my head for a second, so it was definitely cool.
Word up. Andrew, what you thought about that shit?
I definitely think it was well put together. The sound was really cool, and I mean, I give it an 8 for the type of music it was and the type of lyrics that it was. I think he did a really good job, you know, keeping me actually zoned into what he was saying. So yeah, it was cool.
I definitely do agree. I think that shit was I think it was cool too. You know what I mean? I mean, I like to fucking pop and bop and all of that shit. So I definitely, when I do listen to artists, I definitely do, like, I look for production. And I am one, I'm really big on lyrically content. So you definitely have to be saying some shit to me to get me to pay attention to you. But I love, you know, beats and all of that shit too as well. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know I have one more. Artist to get to. Can we get to it or no?
Yeah, we could do it.
We could do it. All right, well, matter of fact, we'll save that person for next week because we definitely waiting like 60 minutes over overtime. I know everybody has to get up in the morning, so we'll save we'll save him for next week. So with that being said, I definitely do want to close out Art Barbs Radio for tonight. Definitely had so much fun rocking out with you guys. You guys are interesting, and you guys keep me going. I love it. Keep calling me and talking to me about what the fuck is going on with you, because I'm definitely interested in knowing, and I do this for you. Shout out to the Art Barbs Familia, Art Barbs Movement. Shout out to Angel of Sweet. She's the owner of the shit. She's the one who put all this shit together, the movement. And I'm shout out to Brooklyn Black. So with that being said, I always say to you guys every night, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you're doing, what you got going on. As long as it's positive and you're benefiting from it, like, keep doing what you're doing. And good night. Love you much. Hit me up at How's Your Hat Game Angel.
Like I always say, life's a bitch, karma's fucked up, just be true, be you. Get involved with the movement if you're not already. It's definitely above and beyond Twitter. We're a family. We stick together, and we're trying to do different things with, you know, different types of people. Again, shout out to the All Bars Radio family, to Black and to Nikki, and I love you guys, and mwah, smooches.
Love you too, Black.
Hey, y'all already know, fellas, don't be a fool, rap your two ladies. Don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. I can't, like, put enough emphasis on it. Don't fall for the scam. Fellas, don't be a fool. Like, you got a whole bunch of unplanned babies and people in the clinics, you know what I'm saying? So, come on, don't be a fool. Don't fall for the scam. Wrap it up. And, you know, arrive alive. Don't drink a drop. We want you here to party with us next week. Of course, during pregame radio tomorrow night, Saturday night. So definitely just, you know, keep a clear head. Do what you're doing. Have fun doing it.
Yes, you are. You locked out with All Moms Radio. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.